Dougie is calling us to the ramparts, polls, to enhance his mandate so he can face off against the trumpet. We are not certain what, if anything, his muffled, muzzled candidates think about his plans for us in Ontario, but it must be all for our benefit. Spas, tunnels, you know, build it in the GTA and they will come. I have nothing against Vic, our local MPP, and his work at Queen's Park, but there are legitimate questions about our healthcare system. Yeah, Dougie hired 18,000 nurses, doctors, and PSWs to replace the ones who have retired or quit because of the working conditions, pay, and heading to Alberta, but we are still short about 16,000 healthcare workers. And Dougie, some of us have figured out the effects of inflation on those dollars budgeted since you first were elected. We are falling behind in healthcare. There was a good sign, however, for those who are waffling on where to place their X on the ballot. Judging from the Northern Leaders debate in North Bay, there will be a blank box on the ballot where you can mark your protest ballot. Wait, I stand corrected. Just because there was an empty podium at the debate did not mean we would not have a full slate here in our riding. Apparently, the parachute candidate missed the drop zone. Dougie, you could have stayed a few moments longer for the Q&A as the paid guests had some questions about northern transportation and highways. Vic might have had some comments on that as his ride was bumped from behind by a transport truck at O'Brien Saint. It was a good thing he went to the hospital via an ambulance, so he did not have to go through the triage waiting room. He is okay, the car, not so much. No matter what you thought of the Northern Ontario debate, the main All-Ontario event shown on the small screen was actually well organized and moderated. The prepared questions were reasonable, and we heard some of the platforms, although one must be very wary of what one hears in a campaign. I think all the candidates knew where they were in the polls and what their likelihood was of becoming the leader of Ontario's government. Dougie has had it wrapped up since before the writ was dropped. The other candidates tried to trap or trip him up on the spa, the tunnel, the green belt, healthcare, education, transportation, and the $200 bribes, but his response was Trump. He was the only one who could handle that problem. He was going to Washington again, blue hat in hand, the very next day or so. And in truth, he is probably the best of the four to handle POTUS. Although, as the pundits would say later, the winner of the debate was clearly Marit Stiles of the NDP, Dougie coming in third behind the Green Party. Even the Libs challenging voters to strategically vote Liberal instead of NDP. Vying for second place, not first place, hardly fazed Marit. What a useless election. On the other hand, this could be a good practice run for the upcoming federal election, when we will be called to the polls again. Surely all parties who wish to contend for the seat vacated by Anthony Rota will have already picked their candidate. We don't want another empty podium at any debates. Although there are already rumors that some local candidates will not be allowed to make public pleas for votes. This will keep them on message. Is this just a conservative thing, Dougie and Pete? And that message is yet unclear, even though the new PM, chosen by the Liberal Party, could call a snap election as soon as the governorship is passed. As early as March 10th, giving us 37 days to sort out another fine mess you got us into, Ollie. In the meantime, Liberals and the Donald are trying to figure out what Carney is talking about when he says we should be applying generally accepted accounting principles and using operating and capital budgeting. Is this the new order? Wait until we hear about his views on reciprocal tariffs. Justin throwing out that red herring about a high-speed rail line from Quebec City to Toronto is about as realistic as Dougie and his tunnel. What we need is to get materials flowing quickly to Tidewater now, east, west, and maybe north, not worrying about how people will be moving 25 years from now. Quick, before he drains the Great Lakes and shuts down the Seaway. This politics is tiring, but necessary, not only here in Ontario and Canada, but worldwide. We are such a small cog in the wheel, 40 million out of 8 billion people, but our sensible characteristics can show others what is possible. Sadly, our neighbors to the south are displaying something else that may turn this world upside down. So mise en face, to the polling booths. Mark your X somewhere.